This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Friday. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we've said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciates the U.S. support. However, they still plan to carry out the military action in Rafah, despite U.S. objections.
And I told him that I hope we will do it with the support of the United States. But if we have to, we will do it alone.
Netanyahu said Israel sees no other way to defeat Hamas fighters it says are still hiding there. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Russia and China have vetoed a U.S.-sponsored U.N. resolution calling for, quote, an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. The vote on Friday in the 15-member Security Council was 11 members in favor, 3 against, and 1 abstention. Before the vote, Russia's U.N. ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said Moscow supports an immediate ceasefire, but he questioned the language in the resolution and accused U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield of, quote, misleading the international community for, quote, politicized reasons. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.